Get out of bed!
Get coffee!
Get juice!
Get toast!
Get some form of condiment!
Get interviews!
Get news!
Get music!
Get entertainment!
Get naked!
You're listening to
Get Cereal!
Good morning! Good morning! Yes, you're listening to Get Cereal Saturdays with Sam and Jules. Up bright and early, get some cereal in that bowl and get up and have a chat with us.
Oh, good morning! Happy Saturday! Happy terrible weather, yeah. Crappy weather Saturday. My
yes.
God. We are sniffling in the studio here, Sam.
We definitely are, trying to stay out of the rain, trying to stay warm.
Oh, it is a struggle. But Melbourne, thank you for tuning in. Hopefully we can brighten up your Saturday a bit, put some sunshine into your ears.
Definitely, definitely. Julia, I'm so excited for this show because this week we had the Met Gala and I'm going to be chatting all about the theme and the fantastic dresses.
I cannot wait. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah,
interesting word choice.
Well, I don't know. We'll get to that.
We'll get to that soon. Sam, I know that you are probably the biggest fan of cricket in Australia. So, of course, in Sports for Dummies, very, very soon in this hour, we are going to be covering everything about cricket. So Sam has to give us a little bit of a rundown on what she sees on the screen for a cricket match, giving us a bit of a highlights reel. And Sam, you have to explain what's going on in simple terms.
Yes, yes. But before that, this is She's So High by Tal Bachman, a lovely Get Up and Enjoy the Day song. You're listening to Get Cereal Saturdays with Sam and Jules. She's So High by Tal Bachman. You're listening to Get Cereal Saturdays with Sam and Jules on Sin 90.7.
Sam, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know why I just
all listeners out there.
Ladies and gentlemen, and also Sam, a Shannon Knoll themed restaurant is coming to Australia. He's got his share now, guys, because Cronulla, if you guys are listening in Cronulla, which is, you know, likely if you're listening to the podcast, but probably not for everyone in Melbourne, but
yeah.
There's been a Shannon Knoll themed restaurant just open up for you guys, and it includes Shannon Rolls, Nolchinos, I think? Nolchos? Nachos, Nolchos, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Nolchinos works too.
What about beans and Mexican Shannon Knolls? Sorry, rolls.
Beans and Mexican. Oh my God, this is really hard to say. Beans and what? Mexican
Shannon rolls.
Shannon rolls.
Shannon Knolls, sorry.
Shannon Knolls.
Yeah.
Beans and.
you can use your imagination.
Yeah, you can imagine sitting there at the menu and being like, I just have no idea what is going on.
But I'm all for it. I am here.
Yeah.
Let's support the man that came second in two reality TV shows.
Yeah, he's finally got his share. He's got a themed restaurant after
exactly.
him.
Exactly. So it got me thinking, Sam, if there were a celebrity restaurant that you could go to, what would it be?
Oh.
And I've got a couple of ideas that I wanted to sort of spitball with you.
Okay, shoot.
And it sort of took me on a musical inspiration journey. Mm. So I went with a few artists. And the first one is Gwen Stefani. Gwen Stefani, go to a banana-themed restaurant.
Yeah.
I think she'd be all for that.
Yes, definitely. Like maybe like milkshakes or like smoothies or something.
Yep, there's, I mean, banana bread. There's so much you can do with banana. It's so versatile.
Yeah, that is very true.
I feel like it'd be like a sort of cafe place. The second option, San, to throw it back to a bit of Aaron Carter. A candy store.
Yeah, that's really cute. Like I can't really remember the video clip. Weren't they all like dancing around with like candy stuff, like huge lollipops and stuff?
Yeah, it was a bit of a nostalgic throwback when I was watching it. I was like, maybe, were these things cool back then?
Maybe everyone would be wearing like candy, like clothing.
Yes, like pastel, really bright, really sweet.
Like the red and the yellow, like stripes, like those like hard candies.
Mm.
Yeah. Definitely.
But I suppose my final, probably the favourite one that I'll lock in, if I wanted to go to a celebrity-inspired restaurant, I would go to one from Men at Work. He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down under. Because, of course, if you want an Australian restaurant, Australian cafe, Australian sort of food and beverage place, of course, you've got to go and get a Vegemite sandwich.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I feel like that would be very popular. And I actually have been to, I think, an Australian-themed restaurant in Hawaii.
Really? What was
it? Yeah. I can't remember what it was called. It was like Outback. Something, I don't know, but it was really, really strange because they had this idea that all of us kind of wore like Outback shirts. What are those like checkered shirt things? Flannels shirts.
Yep.
And like the hats and everything and like jeans. And they thought we were British, which was interesting because I'm like, we're in an Australian themed restaurant and you're putting on an Australian accent.
Can you see the boomerang in the corner or?
Yeah, and there was all that
stuff.
Eating
the kangaroo.
Yeah, so you could get kangaroo on the menu. It was really, really quite strange. But I've got a few suggestions for myself.
All right, Sam, where would you go?
Okay, the first one is a Stranger Things themed restaurant.
Oh.
Yeah, so you could have like, you know, like Hawkins, like just normal Hawkins, like a diner sort of scene, but then suddenly you could walk through a door maybe and you've got like the Upside Down.
Yep.
Yeah, that would be really interesting. And like, you know, somebody dressed up as Eleven.
You spooky.
Could have, yeah, you have like the sauce containers that come out of her nose like it does in the TV show with the blood.
Just get some tomato sauce up there or something.
Yeah. Another one along the lines of the candy one is a Katy Perry themed restaurant.
I was thinking that too.
Yeah, like California Girls.
Yes.
And you go and buy
cherry chapstick in the corner too as you walk out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the last one I have is a Kanye West restaurant where it's all about him. It's him all over the walls, all his quotes, and you get ignored because you're not as good as him because apparently he's a god.
What? That is great. Yes. Inspirational Kanye quotes everywhere. Yes. I can imagine that Kim would be very proud of that.
Oh, yes. Definitely, definitely.
It's Get Cereal Saturdays here with Sam and Jules on Sin 90.7.
So, Julia, each week I look at sort of a new TV show, a musical, maybe a game, maybe a movie that's hitting high ratings. And this week, get popcorn.
Get streaming.
Get watching.
Get on the couch.
With Sam. This week I have been looking at the new movie, Unsane. Have you heard about it, Julia?
Not at all.
No,
what is it?
Are you a movie goer?
You know what, Sam? I'm probably more of a TV person.
Okay. All right. Well, I went to see this Monday night.
What genre are we talking about?
So this is thriller slash horror.
So my least favorite genre in the world.
I know.
All right. Come on. You got to convince me.
Okay. So, this movie is about a girl who she really desperately needs to talk to someone. She is in a city all by herself. She's just recently moved there, taken on a new job. She's feeling quite alone. You see her typing on a laptop early on in the movie saying, help centres for victims of stalking. And what? So you know that something's going on. So anyway,
So she's moved cities or something because of this.
Yes, something like that.
Okay.
But we're not sure just yet. Anyway.
Does she have a job or something?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So she's got a very high-paying job and she's a very promising person and they like her and she's very happy there. But anyway, she goes to talk to a psychologist or a counsellor and when she's done with her session, she signs this contract and doesn't realise that she is now under their control and has been involuntarily, put into an asylum.
Oh.
So she has to stay overnight and they are going to watch her because they think that she's at risk of hurting herself or somebody else.
Yikes.
And then something happens where she thinks that she sees her stalker and she gets violent and hits someone. And because of this, they're like, well, see, you've proved us right. So you need to stay for at least 7 days.
You're going to stay locked up. Great.
Yes. So she's locked up, essentially locked up for 7 days with someone who she believes is her stalker and who she's got a restraining order against and absolutely terrified.
Mm.
And so what works with Unsane is that it really works on that feeling of entrapment that no one believes you, you're feeling really lost and you're absolutely stuck. Mm. They 100% do that really well.
Is it kind of like the boy that cries wolf? Well, the girl in this instance?
No, it's sort of, I think it's just more that, I don't know. It's not really that. It's just more that they don't believe her because they think, like, you know, she calls the cops and they're like, oh, well, do you know how many calls the police get from people
in institutions? No one's taking her seriously then.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, and no one believes her because he's, you know, under a different name and he's got qualifications. Anyway, weird things going on. Another interesting thing is it's actually filmed on an iPhone. All of it.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I thought that was really cool. And even though it is filmed on an iPhone, doesn't mean the quality is bad. Mm. In fact, I think it's pretty good quality. The actors are absolutely fantastic. And another thing I thought was weird was people were laughing at the end, but I was actually quite deeply affected by
it. Laughing at the end? Why were they laughing?
I don't know whether it's uncomfortable laughing or whether they thought it was a bit ridiculous.
Right.
Because this is where I'm getting to what I sort of didn't like about it, is that it is very unrealistic. You can't be involuntarily admitted. Yeah, I don't know. I was very deeply affected by it. I think it was that sense of entrapment that worked really well. Mm. And there was four people at the end that clapped, and you know how annoying it is when people clap a movie.
Like people that clap when a plane lands?
Yes, it's so annoying. So anyway, go out and check it out. Unsane, really fantastic. If you like horror movies, if you like the feeling of being trapped, go and check it out.
It's Get Serial Saturdays with Sam and Jules on Sin.
Wow, the vocal cords on that one. That was Moon by Nathaniel. You're listening to Get Serial Saturdays with Sam and Jules, spinning on Sin 90.7.
Sam, Melbourne is a great city for weird and wacky events.
Oh, yes, we do love our weird and wacky events.
Oh, there's so many out there, especially at Fed Square. You know, we had, say, wow, like Owen Wilson.
Yes, we did have that. How long ago was that?
That was a couple of months ago. We had a chat to the founder in this very studio.
Yes, we did.
We can also make fairy bread at Fed Square, just for the fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many quirky things happening out there. So it got me thinking, Sam, why are we so intrigued by all these bizarre events that we want to rock up to?
I don't really know. I think it's just more the sense of community. Everybody loves going to weird things and saying, oh, hey, I was there, I did that. It's an interesting story to, you know, tell your grandkids. And I don't know, I think Melbourne's full of weirdos like us that just like being social.
Well, I thought, why don't we take this as a social experiment? Why don't we put on our scientific persona, Sam? Why don't we investigate? So if you allow me, let's put on our lab coats.
Okay.
So, obviously, Sam, you're the lead scientist on weird events, Psychoanalytica.
Mm,
and
yes,
I've got a PhD in behavioural science and also double up as a Fed Square event organiser. Not sponsored by Fed Square. Do you have the first case study there, Sam?
I do. The first case study I have, case number one, bring your dad to Glenferry Railway Station Day.
Oh, my favourite. The subjects are very interesting. I've seen this event on Facebook.
Mm.
I'm not too sure. Maybe the hypothesis is that Glenferry is the place for dads.
Yes, that maybe that area is a good place to raise a child as well. Maybe it's a safe station.
Maybe there are dad-focused cafes at Glenferry Station.
Maybe there's something like a playground nearby for the kids as well. So that's how you can bring your kids and the kids can bring their dads to the station. I wonder where they might be departing.
Oh, very good, partner. Very good. Let's move on to case number two. Panic like the chickens from Chicken Run.
Oh how interesting. See, it's
is that how they do it?
I thought they were just going
that sounds more like, I would defer to your seniority in this scientific field, Sam.
Right, so it's more a bit like I hypothesise that the reason behind this is there's a psychological need to get together and scream and let it all out, and that's relaxing and it's enjoyable.
I'm going to throw a dash of chaoticness into that Bunsen burner there. Just let it simmer. All right. Case number three. I feel like we're making some progress here, Sam.
Okay, case number three. Two young girls, both subjects aged 15, attended Supernova convention to see Twilight actors, barely recognisable actors now.
Sam, that feels like a very familiar case.
That does. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Is this us?
The sentiment, it's very strong, I feel. There was girlish shrieks. I can feel that there was running high on adrenaline. My hypothesis is that there was an intent here to receive a hug from a man while wearing a T-shirt that said Team Jacob.
I am pretty sure that these subjects locked that in and they achieved that goal. And I'm pretty sure they took a photo as well.
Mm.
I'm not sure if you remember that, Julia. Mm.
So how do we treat this case? Because this is quite a unique one, Sam. Mm.
The impact on society, I definitely think, is mild hysteria. Mm. Treated with bed rest, a dose of reality that vampires, of course, do not sparkle.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Okay, well, I believe that case is closed. Let's move on to our final case.
Final case.
Wow, this one. This one sounds even more familiar, Sam.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Two not-so-young girls, both subject age 24, they were last seen attempting to purchase frozen yogurt at a local retailer in their pyjamas.
What's going on here?
Hang on.
Isn't that
what we did a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, I think we did that.
One was wearing matching flannelette, the other was in a dressing gown.
What was the risk factor on this one?
Well, low? It low? Says low here.
What's going on?
In our scientific opinion? Yeah.
Maybe we're the weirdos.
Are we being studied by scientists?
Maybe.
What is happening here?
I think so. Well, I feel like all of these weird events have gone into who we are as people now. We're the weirdos.
Oh, Sam, I'm glad we got to that conclusion.
Yes.
Because at least we're all feeling normal, so we can put the instruments away.
Mm-hmm.
We can stir that up, because I think if we continue on, we'll have many, many case studies left.
Yes, yes, definitely.
But I suppose we could just say that everyone is quite weird in Melbourne, and why not do it in Melbourne, because what a beautiful city for it. Queen Bey there, EXO here on Get Serial Saturdays. It's Sam and Jules.
Julia, Monday night we had the Met Gala.
We sure did.
Did you see any of the dresses?
I did, and I was very confused because, look, they're always dramatic, but maybe I just don't understand fashion.
Well, there was actually a theme. Do you know that there's a theme to the Met Gala?
No.
Okay, well, yeah, each year they have a theme. So this one, as you might have probably guessed, but you might not have, it was actually Heavenly Bodies, Fashion and the Catholic Imagination.
Heavenly Bodies.
Mm.
So what, supermodels?
Well, yeah, okay, because you could take that point of view on it, because I thought Heavenly Bodies, you know, they're celebrities, they're very good bodies.
Don't wait for my invite in the mail.
But I think it was more, they say, like, Heavenly Bodies as in, like, you know, angels and God and everything. And it's just interesting that they tried to combine fashion and religion, but specifically is the word I'm looking for, Catholic religion. And they said Catholic Imagination, which I'm sure might have been quite insulting to Catholics, because it's saying imagination, not reality, you know, which was a bit interesting. But, you know, actually the Vatican was involved in this, because how they actually decide is Andrew Bolton, who's the curator for the Met, he wants to generate debate. He brings up something that he thinks is part of the time. He collects, because the Met's the museum,
right,
he collects a whole lot of stuff. And he wanted religion this year and got a whole lot of religious artifacts and art from the Vatican. So that's why he specifically chose Catholic religion.
So were people getting, like, reenacting Bethlehem, the birth of Christ?
Yeah.
Were they getting, you know, Mary's blue cloths?
Yeah.
This is really not showing any of my Catholic school knowledge, is it?
I know, but it's just interesting that the Vatican got involved in something that was to do with fashion and celebrities.
Yeah.
A few notables there. We had Rihanna, who looked very Pope-like. We had
Sarah Jessica Parker, SJP?
Yes, SJP, wearing a nativity scene on her head. Katy Perry had huge wings, and Blake Lively had a stunning, painfully decorated beaded dress, and Jaden Smith was carrying around his own gold record for some unknown reason. I don't know why. And it had, like, he just wore normal clothes. It had nothing to do with the theme.
I am Jesus. Maybe I don't need to dress up.
Maybe that's what he thought. And
maybe.
I thought, yeah, like, if Kanye was there, then he would probably just go as himself.
I am God.
Well, I thought, what could we do with this theme? And what would you wear from what you saw? Like, the little bits of what you saw or what you know of religion, what would you pick to wear?
I think I would bring something to do with what the Three Kings would bring to when they first greeted Jesus Christ.
Yeah, if we had a third person, we could come as like a set.
Yeah.
That would be cute.
What's the three gifts? Like gold,
frankincense and myrrh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd go with gold.
gold. Yeah. I don't know what frankincense and frankincense is a perfume, I think, and myrrh. Mm. I don't know what myrrh is. I don't know.
Okay. So in that
maybe
case, dress up in gold, just head to toe gold, you know, paint my skin as well.
That
why
would
not?
Be quite interesting.
And then just spray some, what was the perfume you said?
Frankincense?
Yeah, that. Does it smell good?
I have no idea.
We'll find out for the next Met Ball when we get an invite in the mail, because yes. We're heavenly bodies.
Well, what I would definitely do is I'd want to dress as an angel, I think. I feel like that's something I would like from from religion. Mm. So I would maybe take the angel wings from Katy Perry. Maybe I'd wear a halo. I know a singer called SZA wore like this beautiful gold halo.
Yeah.
I would probably steal that.
Yeah.
Maybe like a stained glass window dress, because usually like you have the angels and stained glass window. Like Gigi Hadid wore something a little bit similar to that.
Mm.
And then that kind of shows the art.
Yeah.
And then maybe I'd wear like shoes that had sort of crosses at the front with gold and jewels, you know, to be like, you know, the actual symbol of the cross on my shoes. Because I felt like shoes were a little bit forgotten from the Met Gala.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You weren't happy?
No, I wasn't happy. The shoes were kind of boring. The dresses were fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Well, they probably spent all the money on the dresses.
Yeah, but, you know, like if you're going to go the whole thing, the whole shebang.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, yeah. Well, check out our socials at Get Cereal, because I have this fantastic meme from SJP of actually what she was wearing on her head, the nativity scene. And if you don't know, that's the birth of Jesus when he's in the actual cradle, I guess, with, you know, his mum and dad by the side. And the manger, there we go.
Yeah, yeah. I love it because it's like SJP, obviously, she's Carrie Bradshaw in Sex and the City. And there was something like Carrie Bradshaw walks out of her New York apartment and goes to the Met Ball, the Met Gala. And that's actually what the actress did. She walked out of her New York apartment, her Manhattan apartment, sorry, walking to the Met Gala as herself.
Well, I think
living a fictitious life.
I think we can one up her and do our own versions of this. We're going to post some photos on Sunday. Make sure you check it out at Get Cereal on Facebook. We will post our own version, and I think we can one up her.
Sports for Dummies up next. It's Sid 90.7. Get Cereal Saturdays with Sam and Jules.
For Dummies. Julia, yes, we look at a sport each week, and because I am not a big sports fan, I don't really know much about sport.
No, you're not.
At all. Mm. Of course, I am the dummy here. So, what have we got this week?
Sam, I thought you are the biggest cricketer fan in the world. So, of course, we are going to be looking at cricket today. It's a highlights reel with Australia versus India, the MCG. Now, Sam, your task is that you have to look at the video and you have to give us some commentary for a couple of minutes just to tell us what's going on because, you know, we're an inclusive show here. We want to make sure that you got all your sport news, all your music news, all your everything covered. And so when you go out to social occasions, you know how to talk sports. So, Sam, in layman's terms, let's kick it off. Sports for Dummies. And we are pressing.
Ready, go. Okay, so we have somebody running up to a little pitch thing in the middle and they throw a ball.
Yep.
And it bounces. It has to bounce. I know that. This is a sport I just really don't like at all. I don't really understand this. Anyway, they hit it with a bat and it kind of goes off to the side.
Yes.
I don't know why they mow the lawn in a certain way, so you can sort of see one way.
He's hit a four. 4 points. Got to the boundary.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay. All right. I have no idea. And the ball's bouncing across. Oh, okay. It went out kind of far. So maybe everyone's cheering.
That's a six. So it's gone over.
Hey, an over. Over? I don't know.
No, sorry. An over is multiple. Six balls? See, I don't know what sports either.
I kind of...
let's high five everyone.
They seem like it's kind of a sunny day. They're just doing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, it's a highlights reel, Sam.
Okay. Well, I don't know that. I just don't know the sport.
I just didn't think you wanted to watch endless... nothing really happening at the cricket, so I just gave you the top.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't like cricket. I think I've just had too many experiences of being with my cousins and being with my dad watching cricket.
How about the scorecard, Sam?
The score. We've got India 3/8, 85, 86 now.
Three out from 85 runs.
And then we've got, I don't know the person's name. We've got Rainer.
Yep, that's right.
We've got
the asterisk
Faulkner.
Means that they're facing the ball.
I have no idea. And then we've got, like, how fast the ball is going. 117.
Woo, well done.
Ks.
Like tennis.
per, it was a per hour. It went away, so I couldn't see. But yeah, that's pretty fast. So I kind of like that when they do that with tennis as well. I know that it hits that little thing.
Yep.
The little thing on the outside. I've no idea.
All right, let's take you out of your misery.
Thank you. I'm well sorry. I just have no idea what goes on with cricket. It's too much of a slow game.
You know, it's probably more embarrassing for me because I come from a family of cricketers. My my uncle went overseas and he played cricket for Victoria and played in England. And my brother and my dad both play. And my mum's really come from the family. I'm just like, what's an over?
I'm the same. The rest of my family loves cricket, and I just go, yeah, cool, nah. I'm someone that I'd rather play the sport.
Yeah, okay. So we'll start with playing, and then we'll work on Sam's international career where she does the commentary team.
I really failed that. I'm sorry.
Don't let go. Strong Asian mothers here on Sid 90.7. It's Get Cereal Saturdays here with Sam and Jules.
Julia, it is Mother's Day tomorrow.
I know.
Are you going to do something special for Mum?
Something special, yes, yes. So normally we go and do the Mother's Day Classic, the walk, most years. Well, Mum goes every year, but due to, like, jobs and whatnot, I haven't been able to go the last couple of years, but... yep, doing it tomorrow, and then we're going to go for lunch.
Oh, nice.
And then usually on Sundays we go to Zumba as a family, or three out of four of us, we go to Zumba.
Your family's so cute.
Yeah, so a bit of a family day tomorrow.
Oh,
yeah.
What about you, Sam? Lovely. I think I might probably go out to a movie or dinner with Mum on Sunday night, and then on Monday I'm actually going to go to the NGV and go see some art galleries with Mum.
That's pretty cute.
On Monday. So, yeah, it was meant to be a separate thing, but I think I'll kind of lob it all together and be like, I'll pay for everything for, you know, Sunday night and Monday, and it'll
You're
be
a
little
daughter.
Yeah, it'll be kind of a little treat, and I know she's going to get really angry and say, don't spend your money on this. Why are you wasting your money on this?
But yeah,
I'm going to be
like that.
Look, and just let me pay. Let me just do something nice. So
that's really nice. You're a good daughter, Sam.
Well done. I think that sometimes I'm a good daughter and sometimes I'm a bad daughter.
Oh.
I'm not necessarily always a good daughter, and I want to put a question out there. What do you think has been the things that your mum has done for you that you've thought, that's just kind of a little thing, but looking back on it now, what a great mum. Good on you, Mum. Thanks for doing that. Thanks for letting that just slide. I really appreciate it, because now I think that it's really sort of had a big, maybe a benefit for me in some sort. Okay, I'll give you an example, because this is kind of hard to describe.
And it's very interesting, because it's often the time of the year, Mother's Day, Father's Day, where people sort of check in with their conscience and they go, have I been a good daughter or son?
Yes, yes. So I want to
Should I make amends right now?
Well, yes. I want to play good daughter, bad daughter.
Oh.
And I want to hear a good story and then maybe a bad story about what you think about your mum. So for me... a thing that I thought was like, oh, good on your mum, faking sick.
Oh, yeah. You did that a lot?
I did it occasionally when I needed to, like, just stay at home. I needed a day for myself. I would occasionally fake sick. And recently I asked my mum about it, and she said 100% knew that I was faking sick. But she did that for me because she thought I really needed that day.
You were very lucky, Sam. Seriously, the amount of times that I've rocked up at school... and you were just rocking up as the bell was going.
I was always
Your mum
late.
Drove you to the door. Come on.
I know. So
what
there we go.
Treatment.
That's the bad daughter. But then I think the good daughter
All right,
side.
You're, come on, redeem yourself.
Okay, the good daughter side. I do take my mum out quite a bit. We usually watch movies together. I make her popcorn, cups of tea, and we make a special night out of it. So I think I do make a big effort with my mum. We go on holidays. We went to Europe together. So I think... I spend a lot of time with Mum, so I think I have a good relationship with her, so that's my good daughter side.
I'm getting better. We are spending more time together, especially at Zumba every Sunday and every Tuesday and every Thursday night. We are making it quite the family affair, as I said.
Ah,
but yeah,
nice.
It's kind of cute.
So that's your good daughter side.
Yes, and shout out to Mum for giving me lifts to work when I have been running incredibly late to work and I've decided to sleep in. So,
see, good on you, Mum.
Yep.
good on you. It's just a little thing, and it goes a long way.
Yeah.
What about your bad daughter?
I've been far from angelic at times. I've sort of said, you're a bad mum for not letting me have a birthday party one time.
Yeah.
Or finding out that Santa Claus wasn't real. That wasn't a good time for mum.
Oh, no. Well, it's always sort of like that when you're growing up, hey? Like, you're a teenager, you're going through hormones. Sometimes you just need to yell at your parents, even though they haven't done anything wrong.
No.
It just always happens. It's a rite of passage.
Oh, and don't forget about the Tooth Fairy. I accused mum of the exact same handwriting that Tooth Fairy had with mum's handwriting. Maybe a little bit curlier, a bit fairier, a bit more magical.
Oh, she made an effort.
And she denied it all.
Oh, liar.
But happy Mother's Day to all the mums out there tomorrow. Hope you have an enjoyable day with your kids.
Yeah, make sure you spoil your mum. Do something nice. Say something nice, because it's the little things that add up. And she's the one that gave birth to you. You know, give her a hug. Give her a kiss.
Or if you don't have mums in your life, if you've got strong female figures, if you want to say thanks to your dad, why not?
I mean,
get around it, hey?
Spread the love. You're listening to Get Serial Saturdays with Sam and Jules on Sin 90.7.
Beatrice, darling.
Yes, Harmony, dear.
Did you see it's almost 900 hours and you know what that means?
Oh, yes, we have to tune our frequency modulation to 90.7.
Oh, yes! It is the crazy news update of the week.
Oh, it's just crazy, darling.
Oh, splendid. This morning on Sin 90.7's Crazy News Update of the Week.
Here's a story out of the chocolate factory. A truck in Poland overturned on a highway Wednesday morning, spilling 24 tons of liquid chocolate onto the road. Their chaotic spill occurred at 5:30 a.m, halting traffic from both directions and leaving the driver with a broken arm. Firefighters at the scene 222 kilometres west of Warsaw struggled to clean up the mess as the chocolate on the ground was harder to remove than snow.
Melburnians, we know you love four seasons in one day, but we're strapping in this weekend for an even chillier preview to winter. Brace yourselves for a wet weekend ahead with a massive cold snap, gale force winds, hail and heavy rainfall. For footy fans last night, that meant a month's worth of rain in one night at the G, plus the city's wettest May Day in 6 years.
To our interstate neighbours in Hobart, it's not good news either. A record rainfall flash flood in the CBD and parts of southern Tasmania forced workers and residents to evacuate their homes and businesses. Overnight on Thursday, more than 100 millimetres of rain flooded the city, with the state emergency services working to help Tasmanians repair the damage.
A woman has been arrested after throwing her niece's ashes at the chief of LA police on Tuesday. The LA police chief, Charlie Beck, was stunned to receive a white powder-like substance thrown at him during a commission hearing at the police headquarters, with the woman yelling. The aunt felt compelled by the spirit of her niece, who died in custody, yelling, "That's Wakisha," while throwing the ashes at the law enforcer.
Back again with the news from Barnaby Joyce. The former deputy prime minister has been quoted saying he's enjoying his new identity as a house husband. The father to newborn Sebastian, born of his affair with former employee Vicky Champion, has expressed his joy in cooking roasts, changing nappies and doing the dishes. The previously less than family man says he finds such mundane household activities cathartic.
And that's all to update you on for Crazy News of the Week. You're on Get Serial Saturdays here with Sam and Jules on Sin 90.7.
Get up!
Get out of bed!
Get coffee!
Get juice!
Get toast!
Get some form of condiment!
Get interviews!
Get news!
Get music!
Get entertained!
Get naked!
You're listening to
Get Serial!
Yes, you are listening to Get Serial! You have been with us for about an hour so far, hopefully, and we still have another hour left.
Well, we've got plenty more to cover, Sam. Just 9:03, it's turning on the clock. We're hoping you have an awesome Saturday. Hope it's not too bad out there in the weather, but we are very, very excited, Sam, to be talking all about crocodiles, aren't we?
Yes, I'm going to be talking about the new Crocodile Dundee movie and all about who might be starring in that.
And of course, you've probably seen around on your Instagram feed that there's been someone who's, you know, making a few waves and splash in the ocean there, in the Instagram ocean. Uh-huh. A virtual influencer has taken over Instagram world. So we want to be talking about that in just a few minutes.
How exciting. This one by Sky Ferreira is Boys. You're listening to Get Serial Saturdays with Sam and Jules on Sin 90.7.
Get inspired.
Yes, each week we read out an inspirational quote to get you out of bed, out into the sunshine, even though it's probably raining outside, and living your life to the fullest while you still can. What do we have today, Julia?
Sam, do you think that you make your own luck in this world?
Yes, 100%. I don't think when someone says that you're lucky, like I said with, you know, a quote ages ago, I hate the term lucky, because I think you do make your own luck. Mm. Where are we going with this?
So, Georgia Love, who was the Bachelorette, I followed her season all on Channel 10 and I thought she was fantastic, because she has posted something on Instagram saying, just, you know, like a photo, like most of these sort of, TV personalities, influencers, whatnot. So a lot of them post a lot of photos in terms of, like, you know, tagging products or seeing whatever they've got there. And they've got quite interesting feeds. And most people are like, oh, I've followed your life on TV. I may as well, you know, see what you're doing outside of that. Like, I want to know, does the love last? Or this sort of, this sort of stuff.
Of course.
She posted this photo and it was very, you know, nothing much of it. And it was like just a photo of her having a coffee at a cafe. And the caption is, almond latte, smashed avo and grey skies. Yep, I'm back in Melbourne. Little brekkie meeting with myself this morning to start planning my next adventure. And then world emoji.
Oh, that's nice.
Any suggestions? Hashtag Wanderlust. Hashtag post-holiday blues. Hashtag at least I'm tan. And then, of course, because she has so many followers, she does get a lot of engagement on her posts.
Mm-hmm.
Someone has posted, commented on the photo, you are so lucky. And then she responded to that saying, you make your own luck.
I think that's a very well put together response. Very simple, very straight to the point.
Yeah.
And 100% true.
And I mean, I saw this post when she'd pretty much just posted it that day.
Mm.
And it already had a lot of likes on it, her response to this person saying that, you know, you're so lucky, you've got all this handed to you.
Mm.
So I just thought it was interesting that, you know, a lot of people can think that it's just handed to you on a plate, that she hasn't really worked hard. She's sort of rocked up, worn some pretty dresses on the show, and then, you know, she's got some fame out of that and she can whisk off to holidays. And obviously on Instagram, you can see through her posts, she's been throughout the world. And, you know, I am quite a big fan of her because, you know, good on her for being able to build this life for her.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think it's luck to a certain extent, as in she's lucky to be born in Australia. She's lucky to be born into a society where she's accepted. She's lucky to, you know, have a roof over her head and food. All of that stuff, yes, is luck, because maybe what is the percentage? Like 5% of the actual world has that, all of that. So I think, yes, that's luck, but her career, no.
But I think, yeah, I think it's the mentality that people go on to these sort of dating shows.
Yeah.
Obviously not to find true love. And I mean, it sounds as though, like, I've heard a lot of interviews with her. She seems quite a genuine person. She's got, you know, she's worked hard to be in her career as a news journalist.
Mm.
And she's paved her way in that way. And she's sort of seen as this person that, she's gone on this show and now, oh, she's done these bad things to her career now, like no one's going to take her seriously anymore. Mm. And she's had that sort of rocky road. But and the perks is that she can get a lot of more exposure, that she's sort of grown her profile and whatnot. So I find that really interesting that a lot of people have said, oh, you know, you only go on these shows for 15 seconds of fame. You only go so you get careers in radio or whatnot. So, yeah, I just find it interesting that she's sort of shut down these people, because I'm sure people like her and lots of other people get comments like this all the time saying, you know, oh, you're so lucky that, you know, you're a YouTuber and you can buy whatever you want or you do this or...
Well, I always get the thing where it's you're so lucky to be to have been born with a nice voice. And I think I work my absolute ass off to have a good voice, and I'm always singing and I'm always training. It's almost insulting. So I would agree with her. I think she put it the right way. She put them in their place.
Smooth operator here on Sin 90.7. I was almost going to say smooth there.
Yeah.
That was by Sade, and you're listening to Get Serial Saturdays with Sam and Jules.
Julia, you know those memes you see on Facebook that are like, you have this amount of time to do this. Who do you pick?
You have 10 minutes to eat all this ice cream. Who do you choose?
Yeah, you've got like, what is it, like 1 minute to eat 100 donuts. Who do you pick? And like, you're meant to tag your friends.
Mm.
Yeah, they're a little bit lame, aren't they?
Yeah, they're kind of A lot of mine, I reckon, are just like inside jokes. So yeah. Like, ha ha ha, you get this, you're lactose intolerant, you have to eat all this cheese. I don't know.
I always just think it's like, ha ha, yeah, no one really cares.
But everyone gets amongst it though, Sam.
They really do. And so I thought what would be a fantastic version would be a celebrity version, because I feel like everyone can get involved in that. Everyone sort of knows of a lot of celebrities.
So and what are we talking? Like, how many celebrities would you take to a deserted island or something?
Yeah, or like what celebrity would you eat those 100 donuts with?
Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah, yep. So I have a very quick game for you, Julia, and mm-hmm. I'm going to give you the situation, ask you who you pick, give you two people to pick from, and I want you to just go ahead. So we have our game show, Who Do You Pick? And I'm going to have that voice.
All right, Sam,
okay.
I'm ready.
Oh, all right. So the first one, you have to sell a duet by singing alongside someone. Okay. Who do you pick? Ariana Grande or Mariah Carey?
Oh, I feel like Mariah's off her game lately. Ooh. So I'm going to go with Ariana Grande.
All right. The next one, you have 1 minute to eat 30 donuts and win $1 million. Mm. Who do you pick? Michelle Bridges or a Victoria's Secret model?
Oh,
because you just don't know if you're going to eat all those donuts and you've got $1 million to lose.
I would say Victoria's Secret models, because I did see after one of their runways that they all went out and got pizza. So I feel like they're more likely to binge on something than Michelle Bridges.
Okay, you have to be interrupted during an important meeting at work. Mm. Who do you pick? Kanye or Donald Trump?
Kanye! Let me just finish. Wait, is that the line?
Wait, is that... No. Oh, that's really good work meeting, but Beyonce's got the best work meeting. You know how he interrupted Taylor Swift and he's like, that's really good, Taylor, but yeah. Beyonce has the best album. Yeah, he'd be like, that's really good, Jules.
Let
but
me finish. Yeah.
Beyonce. Okay, you have to work alongside someone for an important project. Who do you pick? Steve Harvey, remember that he's the one that said the wrong name at the Miss Universe Award, or Mark Zuckerberg?
This is
an important project. You have to work
important project.
Them.
Okay. I feel like Mark Zuckerberg, he's pushing through with Facebook at the moment. He's doing very well at Congress. I'm going to lock him in.
Okay. You have to live with someone for a year. Who do you pick? Johnny Depp or Brad Pitt? Which one are you?
Like, what are they offering me, honestly? Like, just good looks to sort of...
Well, all right, got
let's okay. I don't really know what sort of is inside their house, you know, interior design, the money, you know, I feel like it'd be an even split. I'm just going to lock in Brad Pitt.
Oh, interesting. Okay, and you have to set up a business. Mm. Who do you pick? Paris Hilton or Lindsay Lohan? This is the last one. A business. You
I
want
feel
it to be
like
successful.
Paris Hilton, she's got some longevity in the perfume business, so I'm going to lock her in more than Lindsay Lohan. She's probably getting some revenue streams with Mean Girls merchandise out there. But I feel like Paris, you know, she's got the Hilton, she's got the hotels backing her. Let's go with Paris.
Okay, thank you so much for playing, Julia. And remember, don't tag your friends, tag celebrities, because, you know, it's fun and you'll probably never get a reply from them anyway. You're listening to Get Serial Saturdays with Sam and Jules.
Would you follow a robot influencer, Sam?
A robot? So what do you mean, like actually someone who is a, well, not someone, something that is a robot? Or do you mean like a computer?
Like somebody, when I say somebody, it's very loose. Mm. An Instagram page that is not an actual person, but it looks like they're a person.
Is it made for a person or is it just like...
Made for a person. See, this is the thing, Sam. It's been floating around our feeds. I'm sure a lot of people have seen it in the past few months, but there is the first ever virtual celebrity, virtual influencer dropping on Instagram. Her name is Lil Miquela.
Lil Miquela.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
How exotic.
You can check out her page if you like.
So what is she like? What is she doing on her page? Is she...
Well, this is the thing, you know. So like influencers are all about like, you know, whether they're sporting certain goods, they want to tag some products, they want to get paid for showing off things that they're wearing or things that they're doing.
Yeah.
So this is really intriguing for me because this company called Brud, BRUD, they are a Los Angeles-based group of, you know, artificial intelligence creators, this business, and they're specialised in these sorts of robots. So they've essentially put together this influencer called Lil Miquela.
Yeah.
And the idea is that she's this multiracial fashionista. So it's kind of difficult to kind of pinpoint. If you want to look on your Insta phones, everyone at home, it's hard to tell, like, is she Asian? Is she, you know, Hispanic? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The idea is that she's being curated, but for what reason? And that's what I find interesting. So why have they created this person? Is it because they are trying to manufacture social intelligence and they're trying to figure out, you know, what is making, like, people successful on Instagram, whether that's, like, how do you sell X amount of clothes? Do you need to do these shots? Do you need to pose here?
Well, if you're, like, a celebrity and you're selling certain things, like, say, for example, like, Beyonce, surely she doesn't manage her own Instagram account and Facebook and Twitter.
No, she doesn't have time for that.
No, so she'd have other people doing it. So essentially, isn't it the same thing? People would be posting on behalf of Beyonce, like, quotes, like, inspirational things, products, things that she might do, like, exercise regimes, shows. Like, wouldn't this essentially be the same thing?
Well, it essentially is, Sam. It's like Lil Miquela. She's got a lot of shots, like selfies. She's got a lot of tag products too. So if you click on her photo, you can see, you know, she's sporting some Gucci bags.
Oh,
you know, she's chilling out with all these sort of celebrities as well.
So there's actually photos.
There's heaps and heaps of photos. So she looks.
So she's
quite
actually
real.
Okay,
she's an influencer essentially. They've made this person, an influencer.
Oh, so I thought it might have just been like, you know, like no photos whatsoever, just kind of posting stuff. So they actually edit photos and make this virtual reality person.
Almost like a sim.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
And you've got real people in there and I imagine they're just posing and they've edited her in.
Oh, but
it's quite creepy how lifelike it is. So, you know, what she's going to wear, what she's going to eat, you know, and I'm really starting to analyze why they're placing her in particular places, you know, what's sort of the political spin behind this? What are they trying to push?
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, it was very interesting. It's interesting to see where this world is kind of go. Is this going to be the start of something?
Yeah, definitely. I think for the novelty, I would definitely follow her.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you guys can check her out. Let us know your thoughts. Hit us up at GetSerial on Twitter, Insta, Facebook. You know, we're all across the socials. We'd love to hear your thoughts and, you know, whether you're interested in following her too.
Julia, I saw this really exciting up-and-coming movie, an Australian classic, Crocodile Dundee. They are going to remake it, and this is what I heard.
Yo, where the kangaroos at?
Brian Dundee?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Why do you keep saying really?
I don't just own this newspaper, son. I own this country.
And it has an all-star cast. So when I was watching this, I was like, you know what? I'm so excited. This looks really good. All-star cast. We've got Danny McBride, Chris Hemsworth. We've got Hugh Jackman, Margot Robbie, Russell Crowe, Isla Fisher, Ruby Rose, Liam Hemsworth, Jessica Malvoy, and Luke Bracey.
So essentially everyone that's Australian that you think of Hollywood, right?
Yes. Well, you know, that is representing Australia. Not all of them, but
expats.
I think, yes, some very popular ones that I think a lot of Americans like. And this ad was played at the Super Bowl to sort of get Americans on the idea of, yes, another Crocodile Dundee movie. Everyone's looking forward to it. I'm so excited.
Because they love the Australian stuff, right?
Yeah, they love it. And they love Crocodile Dundee. And then to remake it with so many really amazing actors, they were really just absolutely ecstatic about it. And then I heard this.
Not a lot of crocs out here, huh?
It's just 37,000 miles of pristine, beautiful beach.
This isn't a movie.
No.
It's a tourism ad for Australia.
Yes.
Dude, I get it. It's not a movie. It's a commercial.
It's not a movie. It's a commercial.
Yes, it is. So, unfortunately, Australians have done it again. We managed to trick a whole lot of Australians as well as Americans during the Super Bowl into believing there was a new Crocodile Dundee movie coming out.
So forget Lara Bingles, where the hell are you?
Yeah.
You don't need to have that.
Nah,
maybe you can use it to sell it to Australians.
Yeah, exactly. But that ad didn't work. This one definitely did. It sold Australia. Everybody was loving it. Americans were loving it. Australians were loving it. They tricked so many people. And it was actually one of the most successful Super Bowl ads in all of history.
Right. So forget Tide Pod ads.
Yes.
No one cares about them anymore.
No. It's all about the Croc Dundee ad.
Oh, I love that. It's like they're expecting to see something and this is you know, the prime example of an Australian export, that we're going to prank you, we're going to stitch you up somehow. So they're imagining that they're seeing something to do with the new film, which, by the way, is that coming out, Crocodile Dundee?
So no.
No, there's no film.
There is no film. They went and filmed the whole ad and made it look so realistic. Mm-hmm. And I was actually tricked as well.
Damn it.
And then I found out, no. They kept it secret for, I think, about 20 days in total, which, you know, in today's day and age with Twitter and Facebook and everything, that's pretty amazing. All the actors, all the producers, everybody involved in that, quiet for 20 days.
Classic larrikins.
Yeah. Well, just selling Australia for its uniqueness. Check it out. How to adults.
That's right, Sam. It's the time of the week where we try and get a bit better at adulting.
Yes, yes, we do. And this week, the challenge we have is tying a tie.
Julia, a tie.
Do you know how to tie a tie?
I had to do it for school, actually, so I've had a bit of practice, but the beauty of the school uniform that I wore, and Sam, you also did too, because we happened to go to the same school.
Yes, we did.
Was that we had a tunic, so like a dress thing, that you could tie the rest of the tie underneath, so, you know, if it looked okay up the top, that's fine. That's all that's visible.
Yeah, I think that I kind of skipped the tying lesson, and instead of tying mine every day like you did, I got my dad to tie it, and then I would, you know how you just keep moving it in and out?
Yeah.
And then it turns like into this like small knot, and then you get your dad to retie it again like once every couple of months or something. That's what I did.
I found it really, I don't know, just really enjoyable doing it every single day when I finally learned how to do it. But this is what we're going to do, guys, because you might be struggling like we were a couple of years ago. We don't know how to tie a tie. I think we still don't know how to tie a tie. Sam, you've got a business tie in front of you.
I do. I stole it from my cousin's bedroom. He's not here right now, so he won't know.
All right, Sam, do you want to tie it around your neck?
Yes. Where else am I going to tie? Are you going to tie one as well?
Yes. Mine is a bit of a shorter version. Let me just get it out my bag.
Okay. So this one, my tie, it's, what's that color? Blue. Blue with another lighter blue with little squares. So,
All right. We're actually going to put a video up on Facebook so you guys will be able to follow along.
I feel like if I practice, it might be
cheating. Yep.
So I'm just going to put it.
This is really hard with a headphone around.
I know. I was going to say headphones are in the way. All right. If headphones go missing, let's just hope. Where do I start? And which one? Okay. Are we going to go?
I'm going to give us a minute on the clock. Let me load up the sound.
All right. Let's get the clock together. Oh. All right.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Here we go. Okay. I'm wrapping it around.
I'm getting the shorter side on the left.
I'm wrapping it around.
Flipping around.
I've seen someone do this recently, and I think it goes around
talking
twice.
Talking to the mic, Sam.
Sorry. It goes around twice, I'm pretty sure.
The short one goes around horizontally.
No, I've done it the wrong way. I've done it the wrong way.
About a quarter up.
I've done it backwards.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good for me.
I've done it backwards.
Mine goes through the loop. Getting really...
Am I stuck?
Really stuck.
Am I stuck with this?
Can I try it again? Keep going, Sam. You've got 30 seconds left.
Oh, I can do it again. I thought once I tied it, that would be it.
No. Okay.
All right. I'm going to do it again.
Here we go. A little square.
I swear I have it on. How long do I have?
You have 15 God. Seconds, Sam.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm pretty sure it's
I think I've also done it backwards. I think I've got the shorter side.
I'm pretty sure. Do I have it on the same side again? Yes, I do. Where do I get it?
Am I done? Okay. I think I'm going to... Oh, 5, 4, 3, luckily, 2, 1. And that's it, Sam. Sorry. That's it. Yours is a twist.
Mine is awful. I tried it one way.
Yep.
It didn't work. It was sort of what's the word I'm looking for? It was the wrong way around, but also to the side. I'm not a very good businessman. Let's just put it that way.
It's okay.
And right now it's not tied at all. So I'm just, you know, casual Fridays businessman.
You tried.
How'd you go, Julia?
What do you think?
I think pretty good.
Pretty good.
It's not the best.
It's the reverse, isn't it? So
yeah.
I've got, you know how you're supposed to have the shorter, narrower section behind the tie and the longer section, at the front?
Yes.
I had the reverse.
I think you've done it the other way around, but I feel like if you did turn it around, it would look pretty good. Hmm. I think this time I am ashamed to admit it. I don't know how to adult. I don't know how to tie a tie. But, Julia, you've done exceptionally well. So, congratulations.
I would not say that. If I had probably another minute on the clock, I could probably do it. But we gave it a go. Let us know, guys, if you can do it too. How do you tie a tie? Can you do it in a minute? Hit us up at Get Serial, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're all there.
So Beautiful by Pete Murray. Oh, another great hit right there. You're listening to Get Serial Saturdays with Sam and Jules on Sin 90.7.
Happy 15th birthday, LinkedIn.
Yes, happy birthday. You've even got the hashtag when I was 15.
So, you know, Sam, it's got us a bit sentimental this week, remembering our own past. So we thought, why don't we cast our mind back and see, you know, when we were 15, what was going on there all the way back then?
All the way.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, LinkedIn.
When I was 15, Twilight just came out.
When I was 15, Instagram was still brown, as in it had sepia tone.
Oh, yeah, you remember the logo?
Oh, the logo.
Yeah, yeah. The logo. Now it's pink. It's all rainbowy.
Oh.
Yeah. When I was 15... Wrong voice, isn't it?
When I was 15, everyone thought spray meant a dirty word.
Yes, it did. And I also remember that you used to get spoons that would change colour from cereal boxes. I don't think you get prizes in cereal boxes anymore.
You get spoons?
Yeah, didn't you remember you used to get like a spoon and when you put in the milk it would change colour?
No.
Or you put it into like cold water?
No.
Wow, you missed out.
Yeah, I really did.
You really did.
When I was 15!
Oh my god.
When I was 15, I didn't have a laptop at school. We had a computer lab.
And when I was 15, we still wrote in books, not iPads.
What's a book?
A book. As in one of those exercise books.
Oh, exercise book. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Nobody uses them anymore.
No.
Just use iPads.
When I was 15, we had to press the 7 key 4 times to use the letter S.
When I was 15, I had just transferred my MySpace account over to Facebook. Interesting new Facebook. I knew nothing about Facebook, but my MySpace was decked out.
Oh, Tom, what's he up to these days?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he's dead. I don't know. Since we're so old.
When I was 15,
we wore jeans underneath skirts.
When I was 15, we had no YouTubers to tell us how to match our foundation to our skin.
No.
We would instead just go out on a Friday and try our best and live through the horrible experiences of realizing you did it wrong.
When I was 15, we took selfies on flip phones. They weren't called selfies. They were called photos.
And when I was 15, that's when the first iPhone came out.
Oh, dear.
Thanks, Gran.
Thanks, Gran.
Good old Gran.
Oh, dear. Happy birthday. Happy 15th birthday, LinkedIn. That was a trip down memory lane or even a glimpse into the future.
I know. Maybe what we'll be like in our nursing home. Who knows? But we understand, LinkedIn, when we were 15, it was tough. We hope that it is a good year for you.
Let's throw it back to 15 years back, 2008. What a banger of a tune. The Pussycat Dolls. When I Grow Up, here on Sin 90.7. It's Get Serial Saturdays. When I Grow Up, the Pussycat Dolls here on Sin. It's Get Serial Saturdays here with Sam and Jules, and that's pretty much us.
Yes,
done for the day.
Unfortunately, that's all the time we have today. But if you've missed any of our show, you can catch our podcast on Omni, on Apple, on what are the other ones?
iTunes, here? Spotify.
All of that.
All your favourite podcasting apps. And also, you can check all the tunes that we play. We tweet them. It's like your very own Shazam if you hit up Get Serial. And one day, maybe Beyonce will tweet us back.
Yes. Yes, hopefully. We also have our socials. We've got Facebook, we've got Twitter, and we have Instagram at Get Serial. We've posted our playlist for this week up on there and a few memes. Go and check it out. You can even message us and chat to us about how you think the show went.
You can see those ties, those hideous ties that we tried to tie in just 1 minute, how we tried to adult. But of course, we'll be back from 8 next Saturday. Of course, you can catch up with Get Serial all day for a Monday to Friday through to 6 to 9 a.m.
But stick around because we have Saturday warmings up next. See you later. We'll miss you. We will see you next week.
Keep dry. Bye.
Bye.